Jump over to the livestock side, this cattle market. I mean, we're seeing some record beef prices, and now you got corn prices the way they are. Could they be taking advantage and then increasing those profits just a little bit?
Oh, I think so. I think, if nothing else, I can't begin to stress it enough to livestock producers, especially cattle, feeder cattle producers. You know, the cow-calf man, be sure you lock up your feeder cattle prices because, and, you know, if you're 40% hedged and you've got the rest of that, this has been wonderful. But floor those things with puts. Get those puts bought. Get them up there. You can do the 205 puts, fairly reasonable. And you can do them in October, November. I would have those put underneath the market because now you've locked up, you've shored up a gorgeous, gorgeous, obscene profitability. And then if you're still so bullish, let the top side run. You don't have margin calls. You only have to put up that premium. But I will tell you this, we're starting to notice hedgers, some of my very best hedgers are starting to quake a little bit and entertaining possibly getting out of the market. Well, I want to tell you, when they do that, I probably should go put puts on the market on my own account because that's usually a class. That's like a number 10 indication.
Some profit taking going on for the hogs, and at no surprise?
No, I think the market has had a hard, heavy run. You've got the front months kind of dragging, you know, their feet here, down 200 points on July and down 242 on August. And keep in mind, the high for the year is around that 133.40 mark. So I can see the hog market doing what it's doing here. And we've had a good run on this hogs and pigs report. So I can see the hog market, you know, pulling this.